Mikey and Ren Eden, yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mikey and Ren Eat In. This is Mikey again on a solo mission. Rindog's working, healing the world, helping all the children of Portland and beyond be healthy and happy in her acupuncture practice. I'm here, daddy daycare, Sunday fun day, hanging out with Riggy while he sleeps. We hope that you guys are great. We're entering the wintry holiday season. We're about to go back east to be with our family. I hope that you are able to tuck in with people that you love. And that can be family, that can be chosen family, that can be friends, whoever it is, your bartender. I know that I cozy up with my bartender probably too frequently. But yeah, I hope you guys have someone to be with and people to commune with around a table, find some good food. We're going to post this week is going to be I'm calling it a front from the fridge episode. We had a from the freezer. So those are like older episodes. This one's actually kind of a recent one. It's the food crime episode with my dad. If you haven't heard it, it's great. I've actually listened to it a couple times recently and I just found it so funny. And it's like kind of about, I feel like it's like about a Christmassy-ish drink. It's also about kind of like hot drinks. It's about family. It's about all the things. And I know that a lot of you are probably heading home to be with family, which can be very fun. It can also be extremely frustrating. And I just want everybody to be able to kind of think about how can we sit down and have great conversations with our family? How can we laugh together? How can we drink together? How can we see each other in a new light in the season that is for gathering? Another thing about that I just wanted to bring up on this episode, you know, this is a funny show. We try to make you laugh. We try to do all the guffaws. But historically, this show, we also talked a lot about pretty real things and a lot about infertility and a lot about women's reproductive rights. And, you know, it's right now it's December 17th. There's an article, there's a story going around about a woman in Ohio. I won't go into the details. But it's another situation of the GOP and conservative politics going after women for things that happen during conception, things that happen during pregnancies, and this woman's being charged for basically having a miscarriage. And I just want everybody to remember, this is also the time of year where we vote. This is also the time of year where I think we get together with family who maybe has differing belief systems than we do. And I just want everybody to keep at front of mind, even though I want you to laugh, even though I want you to be happy, I also want you to be active. And if you live in a place anywhere, if you're alive and you can vote, you have to. Stay informed, keep good people in office, kick fucking terrible people out of office, protect women's rights, protect human rights. And this is just one that's near and dear to our heart, and it really just broke my heart. It made me just feel really sad that we're even living in a country that would do things like this to people that are just going through all the trials and tribulations of life and pregnancy and, and some of the saddest things that you can go through, and that it's being criminalized by hypocrites who think that they have some sort of higher moral ground on a lot of these things, when I think that a lot of them just don't believe in science and at the core of it, I think kind of hate women. Period. Okay, that's the end of serious talk. We love you guys. Eat all the food. Eat until you're uncomfortable. Wear sweatpants too much. There's no such thing as too many sweatpants. Pour yourself another drink. Eat yourself another cookie, not Santa's cookies. And just curl up with a steaming hot bowl of Mikey and Rin Eat In. So here, for your listening pleasure, from the fridge is Food Crimes featuring my father, Johnny.
Hey, Mikey and Rin fans.
Hello.
I'm here to talk to you about hydration.
Mm.
Very important in this household.
Amen. I'm a sweater.
We have a Mikey who's a sweater.
True.
And we have a mama who's a breastfeeder.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm always drinking water, trying to keep myself hydrated. It's summer. It's hot. I'm breastfeeding. And water sometimes just isn't enough.
No.
Enter Cure.
Cure.
The Cure.
The Cure.
For my hydration
great
needs.
Great band. Great electrolyte drink.
Great electrolyte drink. It's so delicious. Doesn't have a ton of gross sugars in it. Mm-mm. The taste is really gorgeous. The colors are really pretty.
They are beautiful.
It's all natural, so there's no like gnarly dyes, no Mm-mm. red number five in there.
For sure.
And they taste great. Keep me hydrated all day.
Amen. I always think it's weird that the sporty drink that you're supposed to drink after you do something athletic and healthy for yourself is always like the worst of the drinks.
Yeah.
I won't say any names, but one of them is real gross, like grosser than soda. Cure hydration formula is made with things like coconut water powder, pink Himalayan salt, no artificial flavors, sweeteners or preservatives. It's vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO, making it a great option for anybody with any sort of diet moments in their life and any sort of preferences. I love it. It's not just straight sweet. It's like sweet enough, but then it's also got these kind of like fun, bitter and sour flavors that I love that make it feel like it's good for me.
Yes. So are you ready to combat hydration? Try Cure today. Feel the difference for yourself. Use code Let's Eat. That's LETSEAT for 20% off your order.
That is curehydration.com. Get hydrated. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mikey and Rin Eat In Food Crimes Edition. This is Detective Mike Sheether.
Detective Rin reporting.
We are using this special edition of the show to investigate an extremely serious food crime committed by a man, one of our listeners, actually. Would you like to? Don't introduce yourself. Don't. Bad cop Mikey over here. Do not introduce yourself. This is going to be food crime. I don't watch enough detective shows. This is case number 00001. Please state your name for the record.
This is John P. Grace Sheether, father of the birthday boy.
He's talking about me. It was just my birthday. That's not, don't try to endear yourself to the host of this investigative
process. As a victim, I have the right to say anything I want.
The length of your name is suspect to me. It's too many names. Okay. What's the P stand for?
Prentice. After my father. And Grace is, I took on my wife's name. Another very suspect thing.
That's true. I thought it stood for P, for pervert, food pervert. Stop. No more answers. You don't get to talk yet. What is your age?
76.
I might figure into this crime.
We're putting all the pieces together.
Conspiracy theater is now forming.
You can talk when I tell you to. Place of residence. Current place of residence?
Colorado Springs, Colorado.
As you've mentioned, you are my father.
We think so.
By blood. Yeah, okay. And so basically we've called you in today because of a crime you're being accused of perpetrating on an airplane. So this could fall under multiple jurisdictions. The FAA could want to get involved in this.
I think so. International. Yeah. Depending on what we collect today.
Is the sky international?
Sure. Who owns the sky? God?
God. I mean, so maybe this is a crime maybe against
this is,
God.
Yeah, this is a crime against God.
This is a biblical
crime. I think this is what we're finding out. Crime.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Do you think of your... We'll talk about more about the crime in a second here. Do you think of yourself as a food pervert? Do you think of yourself as a pervert in general? Not only about food?
I'm not used to being laughed at to this degree. Please back off.
Oops, that was a pervert. Please. That was the way a pervert would answer that. Do you think of yourself as a food pervert? Have you been accused of any food crimes previously?
Not that I remember. No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm trying to think through my childhood if there was anything food related that I thought was criminal that you did. Mm-hmm. You drink a lot of substances that I don't agree with.
Mm. Could you please clarify that?
You're an adult man who drinks an excessive amount of milk. like you're nursing. More milk than my baby.
Well, there's some history there, so.
That's true. Okay, I'm gonna leave the floor open to you, the microphone open to you, to explain your side of what you're being charged with.
Well, as far as I know, I was innocently flying across the country to see my son.
Oh, yes, it was when you were coming
Maine
to see me.
From Maine to Portland.
Okay, long
and flight. And on the flight, the attendant came up to me and said, would you like something to drink? And I said, sure, how about some hot water? And my recollection.
Normal request. That's a normal request.
Sure.
In my mind.
For sure.
Definitely.
In this court, I'm not sure.
No problem.
I think that's a normal request. I said, hot water. And she said, would you like anything else? And I said, well, I thought for me. I said, how about some milk? And with that, she looked at me and she said, well, I've never had anyone request something like that. And I said, well, and she said, how about cream? And I said, okay, cream.
She ramped it up.
She ramped
wow,
it
so
up.
Wow, she may be the accomplice. We really
this
should have brought her in for questioning.
AC Cowling
well.
With OJ Simpson driving the Bronco.
That's correct.
She was driving the cream-colored Bronco.
Very much so.
So yes. And so the way that I understood your request when you originally told me was that you were going to have a hot water, a glass of hot water, and then a glass of milk. That is not what you asked for.
No. No.
You meant
in my
to
defense.
Combine them.
Oh, I meant to put the milk in the hot water. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So that was the intention from the beginning. They were never two separate beverages.
No, never two separate beverages.
But it also doesn't really sound like it was premeditated. It sounded like it was a passion. It sounds like in the moment you ordered the hot water and then she was like, do you want anything else? And you were like, maybe I'll punch it up with a little bit of cow's juice.
I definitely think that's the case. Okay. I was trying. I didn't know what else to do. I was a little befuddled.
And then she took it from a third degree crime potentially to a first degree crime by saying, "Not only I'm gonna offer you milk, but I'm gonna offer you cream."
Yes, definitely.
Wow. Okay,
yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Talk to us a little bit more about the cream situation, because I've been on flights where I've had coffee, and there's sometimes cream that's in cream form, like in a little
plastic cup, shot glass.
Yep. And then sometimes there's creamer that's in a powder form.
She didn't make that distinction to me. I immediately thought it was going to be one of the little creamers that come.
Sure.
Little cups.
Yeah. Yes. And that's well, what was delivered to you.
That's what was delivered to me.
Okay. So it was liquid form. Okay. Mm-hmm. Were there any witnesses?
A flight full of people all standing up without seatbelts on, just waiting for me to do this.
Was there an audible gasp?
Well, I think, frankly, from the attendant, she was a little bit like, whoa, what's going on with this dude? Yeah.
So I think that's an interesting insight on your part because, as we all know from recent news stories, planes are the scenes of wild crimes. We have Karen crimes, people yelling at people. We have I remember a flight years ago where a German couple pooped on the food service thing. They were drunk and mad.
Awesome.
And the guy got up and pooped onto the food service thing. So these flight attendants, they're used to seeing all spectrums of horror on the planes. And she was still shocked.
I think that's probably true. I hate to admit it, but I think it was probably true.
In that moment, did you want to retract your order?
To be perfectly honest, no. And in my defense, she actually, you could tell, I think, was like, whoa, this guy's weird, but let's just go with it.
But
I'm going to go with it.
But it's weird in a way. It's like kind of Ziggy Stardust. She's like, he's weird, but he's eccentric, but he's like an artist.
Yeah.
Well, and what I'm also getting here is there's no remorse.
No remorse.
I'm seeing that the crime was committed, even though it wasn't premeditated. There was no thought after the fact, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
And there's a part of me that almost wonders if the lack of guilt in your soul maybe makes the drink retroactively okay. It might even erase the crime.
Ooh. You might have bad cop coming
like
around.
I like that rationale.
If you don't, because there are certainly things that I've been accused of being criminal about. Mm-hmm. Quantity of mayonnaise that I put on my sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Old coffee that I drink.
Ooh, that's a big food crime.
From the Chemex overnight.
Yep.
Certainly things, and I am my father's son, let's be real here. And this is where I take off the mask, and I've been on his side the whole time. Maybe.
Wouldn't that be a reveal?
But it is the lack of even understanding that it could be a crime almost feels like it makes it not a crime anymore.
Okay,
you're
but
secure in your choice.
But Johnny, I want to hear more of your story.
Yeah.
So we understand that you placed your order.
Yes.
Hot water.
Yes.
The cream was sort of an afterthought. Then what? She brings you your drink. Walk us through what happens next.
That's an interesting way that you did that. You said drinks.
Yes. Well, they're two separate bespoke
entities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think the first thing that will surprise you is I took these two entities and combined them.
Did you stir them?
With that, I stirred them together.
Oof, he said and that
tell
one.
Us about
he
the cup.
That one.
Was
hold
it
on,
a little plastic cup that you got your water in?
It was a paper.
A
the
paper.
Typical paper.
Oh, so she gave you like a coffee, like a
teacup.
Teacup. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because she knew you were going to mix.
Oh, I think she did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm feeling like we need to find this person because she feels like she should be locked up as much as you. We haven't decided if it's a lockup situation. We don't know what the punishment is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say that when you when we asked him if he stirred it, there was a glitter and a shimmer in his eye like a real pervert.
Yeah.
It was he said it
he
to
enjoyed
us like,
it.
Oh,
he
I stirred it. It and I stirred it in a way that
he
might have aroused him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I did get a little aroused from a sense of entitlement. Like,
ooh.
I can do this and tough shit.
Can we also discuss which class of the plane were you in?
Well, the fact that I'm having hot water and milk should define the economy class.
I was going to say, because this feels like a first class order.
Oh,
this
yeah.
feels like I'm sitting in first class.
Yes.
I've got my little dog on my lap.
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, because I think this crime would be, it might be like a death penalty crime if it was a first class order and you ordered before the plane was loaded. You know how like first class people
yeah.
order champagne. Like if you ordered this pervert drink, before everybody, like, and like poor economy class people had to walk past and see you drinking this.
Well, and to say nothing about the flight attendants. I mean, you're really setting the tone
sure.
for a very long flight.
That's true. If you order this at the beginning and they're like,
they're going to be totally befuddled.
6 hours with this man.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
capable of who knows what.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, from my perspective, it was a first class economy move.
Yeah.
I did it in the air, on the fly.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like you're a man of the people.
Oh, I definitely represent the people on this move.
You're a John yes. Fetterman of I'm wearing your sweatshirt to fly.
Yeah, I had my hoodie on. So yes.
I like that. I like that you took us out there. What's your normal order on a flight? Because I change it up a little bit, but it's one of three things for me. I'll tell you what my things are.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you, since you're going
enough
there anyway.
Enough about you. Yeah.
Number one, and we're going to go from least guilty to most guilty order. Like where I feel like I'm, when I'm being a good boy, it's ice water. Ice water and I say no to the cookies or whatever, if there's a little food offering or whatever. Because I'm like, don't want the salt. I'm hydrating in the air. I'm drinking ice water. Second one, which makes me feel a little bit more guilty, is soda water. And I oftentimes ask for a citrus, either a lemon or a lime. And sometimes they give me the little powder, mm-hmm. which is awesome. I actually mm-hmm. love that. That makes me feel a little bit more like I'm a Beyonce, like I'm asking for too much. And then third and most guilty, ginger ale.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Never drink soda.
Yeah.
But I'll drink it and I will almost like not tell. I would like don't want Rin to know about it. Like it's as if I've I guess most guilty would be ordering a wine.
Yeah.
But I almost do. That's like one out of 10 flights or something.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So what's your normal, Rindal, do you want to
answer? Well, mine 100% of the time is water because I'm always stressed.
Yeah.
That I'm going to run out of water and then get not yelled at, but sort of chided when I go to the back and I say, hey, do you think you can just fill up my water bottle for
right.
me? Which used to be Totally. Easy. We can do that. No problem. And then COVID changed a lot of things.
Oh, sure.
Really?
So it's now like I'm asking you, like I'm going to somehow give you COVID by you touching my water bottle or something.
Or this plane could get in a lost situation where we're on a desert island and we need to ration this water.
So I feel like that's what I feel like I do. I feel like I kind of squirrel away my water every time they come by. And then I just put it. It's so wasteful to use those stupid plastic cups. And then I end up dumping it into my water
bottle. I've woken up to her taking the rest of a third of my cup of water. And taking it for herself. So we know what kind of person I married. So John, what's your normal, do you have a normal order on the plane?
Well, using your frame of reference, I'm as a minimalist, first it's water, least guilty.
Sure.
Secondly, it's water with ice, getting a little more high class.
Okay.
And finally, it used to be tea, but it's switched to water. With a little cream.
Oof. So yes. That makes the top three now?
Those are the top three.
Wait, wow. So this has happened before.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
no.
There's a wrinkle.
What?
This is a turn of event. Oh, no, I don't have I don't have the right sound effect. What? So wait.
The way that it was described to us.
It felt like.
Via your partner, your spouse, the love of your life.
Yes.
Was
this was a that new
this
path.
Was this was a first this was a first time crime of passion, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. My mother
of passion. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Your wife, my mother, made it sound like perhaps this is a telltale sign of dementia. Mm. Or something he's slipping.
Well, all that's probably true. But given that no, not well. And it started with skiing, where to go to a place like Vail to ski.
Oh, I love this. I know where this is going.
Tea bags would cost like $4 for a tea bag. Uh-huh. And I started bringing my own tea bag. And then I went, well, why would I bring my own tea bag? I'm just going to have hot water. And so I'd have hot water. And then this friend of mine who had spent a lot of time in China said, most people in China just drink hot water without anything. So that
and then you were like, I could plus it up a little bit by adding some of this free creamer.
Well, it felt like a little pressure from the attendant. Like, what else would you this? But you should have something else.
But have you done that at a ski area? Have you done hot water with cream?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I thought so. Whoa. So, okay. So this.
We need to take it back, I think, to the beginning. Do you remember the first, time you concocted this beverage?
Mm. The first time you got a taste for this crime.
I really don't. It's been long.
Wow.
Just like a serial killer who maybe doesn't remember their first murder. Yeah. They get into a crime, bloodlust.
Yeah.
Cream lust.
Yes. Cream lust. Right.
Well, so I will say this kind of leads me to another food crime of my own, which I think we've discussed on the show, but is Ski World. Ski areas are notoriously expensive. And when I was a ski bum, I used to make different versions of free food. Yep. So I would make like a tomato soup, quote unquote, by ketchup, hot water, and then I would dip the free saltine crackers in it. So it was as if you had soup with a cracker. Or
who's on trial here? I was going to say, what?
Good question. Or there was many different versions, because if there were free saltines, fucking game over. You could have relish and mustard on them. You could do, you know, it was all just the free stuff that you could get from like the little free area. So I learned it from you, Dad.
Maybe thank you.
Yeah, this could help. It endears you to the judge. Am I the judge? Are you the judge? I don't know how. Are we?
I mean, we're the investigators.
We're both the investigators.
This still has to go to court. I mean, we're still collecting evidence ultimately.
Should we leave the sentencing to another episode? Or I think we can come to a conclusion at the end of this.
I'm curious about so many things. But one thing I'm curious about is if you had the option of milk, right? Her giving you a glass of milk that perhaps could be warmed.
Oh, that's interesting. Like a steamer.
Yep. Would that be your preference? Or is it, do you like the act of mixing the half and half with the hot water?
Well, That's an easy one because I love steamers.
Right.
Uh-huh. If I could have gotten a steamer.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah.
I love what city, steamers. from what city do you like your steamer from the most? You probably, this joke's going to be over your head, I think.
I think you're definitely, it's
there's
over.
A thing called a Cleveland steamer. And it's
a Cleveland steamer?
Cleveland steamer, it's a sex move. That's gross. It involves poop.
How can you say what that is?
It's pooping on someone.
Oh, thank you. You've exposed the ultimate crime that
that's
I do.
The ultimate.
Oh, my God.
If we mention that and you're like, oh, I do that, but I call it a Colorado Springs steamer.
Whoa.
I call that Tuesday night.
That's interesting. Yeah. If you, and you don't order tea because it's too needy.
It got to be too strong for me.
Too. Oh, that's interesting.
Even though I kept it weak, I just didn't care.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting thing because when you first brought up this, and we talked about it on the show previously, I've always been slightly horrified by people adding creamer and milk to tea anyways. Mm-hmm. I think it's wild to me. Mm-hmm. It's like, ugh, it's flavored water and you're adding dairy right. to it. It just seems sick to me. But what is coffee? I mean, coffee is just, it's just bean water. I mean, it's just coffee with water poured over the top of it. And I put half and half in mine every day. So maybe we're all criminals. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I feel like I'm getting to the point where we can move to sentencing.
Mm, okay. Do you have anything else that you'd like to say?
Could I make one last plea? Yes. I think the origins of this. Now, I'm a psychologist, so I think some of where this comes from.
He didn't really pronounce that. He didn't nail the pronunciation of psychologist. So I think you're a fraud. You're a
what? That's probably true. That okay. But as a kid, we grew up having skim milk. Oof. Okay. So we never, which is just powdered.
You had powdered skim milk.
Powdered skim milk.
Woof.
And so having milk is like truly a celebration.
Mm.
So I just want to say, I think some of the origins of this is back to my deprived childhood.
Did you think you were going to make us cry?
Well, I'm hoping I'm hoping the jury will at least consider this.
I don't know.
Pluck the heartstrings.
As good cop, he did. He's endeared himself to me.
I started as bad cop and I'm feeling myself grow some little angel wings. I feel like I'm becoming better cop. I'm better cop.
Are you starting to cry right now?
I am.
I've always wondered about my son because he can cry at the drop of a hat and I'm sort of like, really? Okay.
Yeah. Don't drop the hat.
He cried when he heard about your drink for the first time.
I did. But I cried about it like
in
I did
shame.
It. Yeah. I cried like I cried at Schindler's List. Yeah. I think that, should we confer?
Sure.
All right, John Cheetah, will you stand? Don't actually stand because you might not knock your headphones off. I'm going to make you sentence him.
Oh, I like that. Okay, Rin.
I think I have your sentencing if you're ready to hear it.
Should I take my headset off?
No.
Okay.
Under the eyes of God and Satan, for that matter. Mm-hmm. And what's the earth? Earth? Gaia.
Gaia,
under
sure.
Gaia. I'm sentencing you to time served. I think the crime, the drink is punishment enough.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Oh, jeez. You may go. Johnny, thanks for coming on.
Sure. Love it. Love you guys.
Thanks so much.
It's wonderful to be with you out here.
One of the other things I just wanted to say is my dad is one of the most religious listeners of the show. He's not a religious man, but he listens to the show. And gives us feedback like almost right out when it comes out. And it's just, we love having you as a dad and a listener, and you're the best grandpa. We call him Poppy in the house. Riggs calls him Poppy. And we're just really, we love you and glad we can make fun of you.
I love you guys too. Yeah. It's been great being with you. I've been with him for 5 days and Riggs is just cruising.
Yeah.
He's the best. You're doing a phenomenal job.
You haven't given him half and half and water, have you?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It's original sin. He is a baby criminal. All right. We love you.
Thanks, Johnny.
Love you guys.
Thank you.